The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1975, construction began on the Space Shuttle Columbia, the second shuttle to be constructed at North American Rockwell's Palmdale, California facility. The first was the Test Shuttle Enterprise, which never went into space. Though NASA had high hopes that Columbia would be in orbit as early as 1979, much of the technology used in the shuttles was still in its infancy. It would be just under 4 years before the construction was complete, and a little over 6 years before Columbia would lift off for the first time.
This is Space Shuttle Orbiter 102, christened Columbia. It will be the Space Shuttle Columbia that makes the first trip into orbit around the Earth.
In 1995, the first user-editable wiki website went online, demonstrating the software and methodology that would become commonplace with later sites such as Wikipedia. Born on this day in 1920, actor Patrick Troughton, who would later become the second Doctor Who.
You got no orders to kill me! You'll need to be angry if you kill me! I'm a genius!
Genius! Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell was born on this day in 1928. In 1981, the video pinball cartridge was released for the Atari Video Computer System, also known as the Atari 2600. It was based on an arcade game Atari made in the 1970s, but was, believe it or not, a quantum leap ahead in computer power, since the original arcade game relied on a painted background and barely generated any graphics of its own. And in 2007, one of Battlestar Galactica's crew seemed to have come back from the dead.
Kylie.
Farrah? Don't freak out, it really is me.
It's gonna be okay. I've been to Earth. I know where it is. And I'm gonna take us there.
Starbuck returned in the third season finale of sci-fi's reimagined Galactica. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.